A signing ceremony is scheduled Monday afternoon in Governor Patrick's Statehouse office, where Patrick and Mashpee Wampanoag Tribal Chairman Cedric Cromwell will sign a casino compact. It promises the state 21.5% of the gambling revenue from the casino the Native American tribe proposes to build in Taunton. Clyde Barrow, director of the Center for Policy Analysis at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth and an expert in the casino business, says the compact between Massachusetts and the Mashpee Wampanoag is historic.
It's the most lucrative deal that's ever been negotiated with an Indian tribe anywhere in the United States. There's no tribe that pays 21.5% of its gross gaming revenues to the state and then another 2% to the local host community of Taunton, not to mention a whole variety of other regulations which require them to comply with labor laws, workman's compensation, just health care benefits, all of those types of things.
The tribe has proposed a $500 million resort casino on 146 acres of land just off a highway interchange in southeastern Massachusetts. The complex would include three 300-room hotels, retail shops, a conference center, and a water theme park. According to a filing on the project's environmental impact, the tribe projects total revenue to be $511.8 million a year. There was no breakdown of how much would come strictly from gaming. The 2011 state casino law that allows up to three resort casinos in three distinct geographic regions gave a federally recognized Indian tribe the first crack at building a casino in the southeastern region. The compact being signed today is a big step forward, but the project is still on shaky ground. Barrow says the land for the casino has to be put into tribal land in trust by the federal government.
It's a very big hurdle. Even under the best of circumstances, that can be a 2 to 10 year process.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling would seem to stymie the Mashpee Wampanoag's bid to get land in trust for a casino. The court said in order to be eligible, tribes must have been federally recognized before 1934. The Mashpee Wampanoag was not recognized until 2007. But tribal historians plan to argue prior land ownership in the region and an ancestry that greeted the colonists from the Mayflower. State Senator Gail Kanderas, co-chair of the legislature's Joint Economic Development Committee, which held a hearing on the compact before the House and Senate voted last week to ratify it, says the agreement commits the state to advocate for the tribe with the U.S. Department of Interior on the land issue.
It's by no means a sure shot, but they have reason to believe that the federal government is going to look favorably upon their request. They've got a long road and they've got some hurdles to jump, but I think they can do it.
The casino compact the Mashpee Wampanoags have agreed to may have the tribe giving too much to the state to win federal approval, in the opinion of some native casino experts interviewed by the Boston Globe. A separate agreement between the tribe and Taunton calls for the city to receive an initial payment of $1.5 million and then annual payments of 2.05% of electronic gaming revenue, no less than $8 million per year. The agreement also calls for unspecified payments in lieu of property taxes, and the casino developer agrees to pay for infrastructure improvements. Voters in Taunton approved the agreement in a referendum in June, marking the first time voters in Massachusetts approved a casino agreement in a binding referendum. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.